the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the end of the week.
Sarah just did a slut dom.
You can't say that word.
Can't you?
Well, it's a podcast, so it's an open medium, so you can.
But I've been working on my fitness, and I think you've got to be pretty fit to do that, to get down and get back up really quickly.
Do you have to do it with your knees apart?
I think
a slut drop?
I think so. Do you?
You can't do it with your knees together?
Well, I mean, I could.
Sorry, we're just working down the mechanic.
I know.
No, it doesn't have the same
effect. Why is what? Okay.
Let's go to the show.
Troubling. This is so troubling.
We'll be back after this.
Okay, we'll work on our slot drops.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Hello, it's the final day of the week. We're rounding the corner. Coming swiftly into the weekend.
You've just got to get through a whole day first. But here's something that might give you a chuckle. A lady in Sydney has been left a tad red-faced after she uploaded a photo of a trinket tray that she'd bought from Kmart.
What the hell's a trinket tray?
You know, a tray that she had used it to hold her, like, salt rock and sage. It's like a crystal tray.
On the bedside table
where
you put your
kind
earrings
of things.
At the end of the day or what have you.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
And your Bible. I
wouldn't have thought
that you
someone
laugh.
Like you had a Bible beside your bed.
I'm just saying, is that what normal people do?
No.
No.
Okay, so what was embarrassing about
well,
a Kmart trinket
was,
tray?
When she uploaded it, she didn't remove the hemorrhoid cream that was also sitting on her trinket
I'm
tray.
I'm clenching my cheeks just
now,
thinking about that.
Now, plenty of people are saying, what's this, an irritation station? No. You have to put your hemorrhoid cream away. But there are many uses
for
hemorrhoid cream.
She's not using it on her bottom.
The bottom.
If
that's
it's
right.
on the trinket tray, Sarah, dead set that hemorrhoid cream is for puffy eyes. We
Absolutely.
All know that. As
yes.
a model, as a former model, God. I will tell you that is a well-known trick of the trade. Mm-hmm. And if it's on her tray, it's the last thing she's doing at night, popping it on her second last finger. That's the softest finger.
Yeah.
To apply pressure, you dab it lightly under the eyes. If she was using it on her bottom, not dabbing like that, Aaron.
We don't know how she'd need to use it on her bottom.
If
we
she
do
used
not
it
need...
on her bottom, Sarah, it would be in her bathroom, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a very
not on a
good
trinket tray.
Point, Lee.
P.I. Carlo.
Former international model to the
P.
rescue again. So there you go. Hemorrhoid cream on a trinket tray. What a beautiful sentence that I've loved to say.
Wow, that just rhymed.
It did. Do you think we've got piles under our eyes and could do with some anti-puff?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, look, I'm coming to you all with a cracking story. Actually, I'm just actually pulling the lid off something because I know that all our listeners, Aaron, think that Sarah is super ladylike and refined.
Yes, I know all of you do.
Do they?
They do, Aaron.
Well, I think she likes to think
right.
that she's that way.
Yeah.
And I finally have the evidence that I've needed all along to disprove that bonkers theory,
Ooh.
Okay?
I don't think so.
The other day, Sarah and I had to share a hotel room. Okay, I know our Instagram likes have just gone up. Which
I feel
is
like
exciting.
This happens a lot. It's a bit weird.
Well, we're very busy. We're very popular.
No.
We're travelling. People say, oh, I would like Sarah, but I have to get Lee's too. So Lee's gets work because of me.
Whatever. Anyway, we were sharing a room and turned off the light. It was time to go to bed. We had a very early start the next day. I popped in my earplugs. We all know I sleep with earplugs deep into my ear canal. I lodged them deep down.
I love it when you talk sexy.
Put my eye mask on, turned the light off. Off we went to sleep. Mm-hmm. Separate single beds. Mm-hmm. At 11:53 p.m., I was awoken by an almighty sound. I thought there was perhaps an apex predator that had made its way into our room. This was the sound. A panther getting ready to pounce and rip me to shreds. I was like, what is happening? Only to realise once I removed my eye mask that it was bugaboo.
Isn't it terrible when you go to hit the peak moment in a story and you stuff it up?
Well, because I'm so bloody tired, Sarah, because if that was you snoring.
I was bugger so lugs tired
over here, not
before.
Bugaboo. Whoever you are, you were making that god-awful sound, Sarah. Who even are you? Are you even a lady? Are you even a lady?
I was so tired from the night before. I was awake at 2:10 the night before. When I finally went to bed, I was so tired and I was sleeping on a hotel pillow that was the size of Uluru. It was so high.
Well,
I could have climbed it.
Yes.
It was, and my neck was at this awkward
so
angle.
So was mine.
My chins, I normally only have one chin. That pillow made me have three. Everything was compressed. It was like a bloody concertina.
I know. And when I turned and looked at you, the first thought I had was, let me get my phone and record this. In spite of it being almost midnight, as a friend, I shall record this and have
you
it forever.
Me so paranoid,
Sarah.
There goes any good night's sleep. This is like you record you me when I fall asleep on planes and post them to Instagram. Now I've fallen asleep. I've had a little bit of a snoradora moment.
You were terrifying.
And
you were slack jawed and making those god awful sounds. It sounded like Jesus was coming out of the crypt. Play it again.
Oh. You sleep with a mouth guard in and look like Mr. Burns.
He's rolling back the stone. So, I mean, that's not even a proper snore.
No.
She's not a lady. I'm here to tell you all. She's not. She's everything but.
I am.
Case closed.
Is this on-air chat? Should this have been an off-air little internal
it
discussion?
It should have been off-air. It should have stayed off-air, but she's betrayed me.
Okay,
those
bugaboo.
Two girls. Good morning.
Bugaboo.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
A young 22-year-old man has shocked thousands of people online by posting a photo of himself with a young lady. And the comments went as follows. Wow, what a beautiful couple.
Okay.
You two look adorable together. Until he revealed that the young woman he was with was his mother.
Show me the photo.
Here is the photo of the two of
them. We're
going
to post this on our Instagram for everyone to see.
That's right.
That is not
that is his mother.
His
so he has said
mother.
Having a young Asian mum is fantastic until all your friends start trying to crack onto
oh
her.
Oh my goodness, she is a vision, Sarah.
Now, I think, I mean, Asian people have that wonderful genetic trait of just looking youthful forever.
Youthful.
You can be 85 and look like you're 32. Nobody knows.
That is remarkable. How
yep.
old is she then?
She's in her 40s. Okay. Apparently,
okay.
You know,
so she still was a young
mum. She was a young mum.
Yes, but not certain, certainly not girlfriend.
Certainly not his girlfriend. I mean, that's cringy if you got mistaken with your parent as your partner. And can I say, it's happened to me. It has happened to me. So,
how do you mean?
When I was 29 years old.
Yes.
And I was heavily pregnant with my first daughter. I would have been about 6 months pregnant. And I went out with Dad. We were hanging around together and Dad needed to go to a lawnmower shop. He needed to get a new blade for his ride-on mower.
Yeah.
So I said, Dad, right, I'll go with you because then he had to go and help me pick up something on Gumtree or what have you. So we went into the lawnmower shop and Dad and I were talking. I was probably rubbing my belly doing a Meghan Markle. And the man came up to Dad, said, can I help you there, mate? And Dad said, oh, I'm just looking for this particular blade.
Hold on, how old was your father at this
point? Dad would have been, he would have been 60.
Okay.
61. So yep. I was 29. He would have been, yeah,
yep,
60 because
okay.
I was nearly 30. And he said, yep, no worries, mate. I'll go and find that for you. Came back, handed it to Dad and said, when's your baby due?
Oh.
To my dad. Dad,
no.
I will let, my dad is such a quiet, shy man. And Dad and I just locked eyes with each other. Dad's eyes widened.
Oh
I made a retching noise like, and then I yelled at the man, he's my dad. And the girl was like, oh,
no.
I'm so sorry.
So like, hold on. They either thought you looked much older than you did, or they're just propagating this trend of older men bedding younger women.
Yes, so Dad and I, we were very awkward, and then we just killed ourselves laughing in the car afterwards.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I've been mistaken for my uncle's
wife. For your uncle?
Before.
I was going to say, I thought you'd been mistaken.
No. So my mum's younger brother is 14 years her junior.
Okay.
Okay, so there's quite
Which
the
makes
age
him
gap.
About, what, 14 so years older than you?
No, 12 years older than me. He's actually, we're closer in age than he and mum are. And in fact, I call him my uncle, but he's very much like an older brother. That's the relationship there. He used to pick us up from school when he was in grade 12. He'd come and pick us up in primary school. Yeah. Like, and we're still very close. And as the years progressed and I came into adulthood, you know, all of a sudden that age gap isn't so evident, you know. And I looked like a woman. He looked like, obviously, was a man. And the age gap wasn't that obvious. And so many times people just assumed we were a couple.
Yeah.
Because, and we were just like, yeah, same thing. Like,
I mean, that's awkward for me because my husband is 12 years older than me. So
yeah, but you're not related to him, are you? Sarah, my parents got in quite early on the solar buyback scheme. Remember? Shut up, Aaron.
Sometimes when you bring topics to talk about, you say, oh, I'll just do it live in the radio show. I won't let you know what it's about. And that's a way that Aaron and I can't vet what you're about to tell us and the thousands of people who listen.
There is a story here. It starts with my parents, Jacques and Nicole, getting in very early on the solar buyback scheme. This is a critical point of the story.
This is not a paid ad for the government.
So when Mum and Dad decided to install their solar panels, I think it must have been early 2000s. I don't really recall precisely.
No, not
so much. They got the solar panels.
How many did they
get? Look, I don't know, Sarah. All I know is that very promptly, the tariff was very good back then. Mm. So very quickly they repaid the solar panels and before they knew it, bim, bam, boom, no more electricity bills. Instead, they were selling the power back to the grid, Sarah. They were making money.
Bim, bam, boom.
The electricity retailer was sending them a check, and that's how you do life, right? So anyway, last week Dad said to me, are you guys done?
Are you done?
Never.
All right, I'll keep on speed it up a bit then.
No, I won't. So last week, Sarah, Dad called me up in arms and he said, Sacré bleu! Because he's a Frenchman. He said, we've received an electricity bill. It's been it's been a solid 15 years since they've had to pay an electricity bill. This was a bill for $200. Mm. Dad said, I am investigating. And I said, Dad, what has happened? How much electricity are you using? And he said, no, this is incorrect. So he said, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to email Origin Energy, which is their energy supplier.
Cool.
So he starts, I don't need your cool, thanks. I don't need your encouragement. So he starts an email chain with a lady named Anna. Now, most people, when they're corresponding with a phone or energy provider, it's not positive. You know, it's very cut and dry. It's like, you owe us money. We're not happy with this. We want better service, yada, 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 right? So it turns out that Dad's inverter was faulty. It was faulty and they needed to order a new part. And in fact, Origin Energy did owe them a reimbursement. But anyway, I said, Dad, this isn't sounding good. I'm sure they're not happy with you. I'm sure you're not happy with them. He thrust me his phone in his hand and he said, read this email from Anna at Origin Energy. And I've gone, oh, this is going to be a doozy. This is what it says. Thanks, Jacques. I'm due November 16th and it is my first pregnancy. Very exciting.
What?
So this, you guys think I tell a long-winded story? It comes from my father. He's good at relationships. He's good at people. He's good at stories. And he has cracked the code. He has cracked Anna from Origin Energy. And now they're on first-name basis. He knows the sex of her first child. They're having a girl. he's getting his inverter fixed and he's getting a reimbursement.
So your dad's good at telling stories.
But you aren't.
Who do you take after?
I'm going to punch you.
Those two girls.
Here comes the one. Na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one. Just one. Just one. Yes. One word song game where Az is going to play us, you guessed it, one word from a song, and Lise and I have to guess it by title and artist.
My favourite part of this is that you can steal from the other person. If they decide to hum or sing the ditty and you know mm-hmm. who's who and what's what, you get to steal.
Who's who and what's what?
You are skating on thin ice, young man. With your attitude, with me, armed at me, aimed at me.
Let's get into it. Word number one in the one word song game today is...
Imagination. Oh my god, I know it.
Imagination.
Don't troll bam bam na na in your soul. Na 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 from your man. S Club 7.
Guess what? Never give up.
Don't we're not and reach the top.
Never see what you have got.
Bring it on back to you.
Imagination is
S Club 7.
Yes, Lise Carlo for the win.
Okay.
Word number two.
Okay. Surrender. There will be no black horse gone. I will run
past the surrender. Dido.
There will be no black crowd across this room. I'm in love and always will be.
Surrender.
I will re.
There will be
white horse among my doors.
There will be. What is it?
It's Dido. What was it?
It's White Flag.
White Flag. Oh, we said surrender.
That's not the same.
I thought
word.
It was White Horse. I wonder why there'd be a White Horse at your door.
Wow. Sarah.
You
need this to take your tiebreaker.
Okay.
Here we go.
Bigger than Lizzie. Beyonce, Destiny's Child. Jumping. Yes. Great.
Jumping. Sarah.
Destiny's Child.
Did she say Beyonce Destiny's
Child, which is correct.
Okay. So now what happens?
Now it's a tiebreaker.
Woo.
Can I just say, for everyone wanting to know what the lyrics are, because just the other day I was saying, what are they saying? Well, pockets full of grain, pockets full of groan. It's pockets full grown.
Cool story. This is...
Which makes no sense. Why would a pocket be full grown? It means like they're a grown man and their pockets are full of cash.
Right.
Or is it? Or something else. Is it?
Should we play the game or keep chatting about the song we've just done?
Go.
All right, tiebreaker, here we go.
What? That is not possible.
That's a burp.
Hang on.
Love.
That's a cappella.
What is that word?
Love.
It's love.
Love.
Hold on.
Love.
Oh my god, we're never going to get this, Sarah. We're not that
Wow.
That's so hard because I'm not hearing any other music, like any other instruments.
But it's a one word song game.
I know, but it could be the one word and seven instruments.
All right, let me go to my backup. I need to go to my alternate because we need a result here.
Okay. Can you give us the second word of that?
This was SOS by Avicii.
I can feel your love.
Never would have got it.
Underground.
Boom.
Okay, tiebreaker number two.
This is my final backup, so okay. I need to get it here. Here we go.
Mazel tov.
It's Fergie's group.
Tonight's the night. Tonight. Let's give it up.
Good time. Black Eyed Peas.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
And tonight's gonna be a good night.
And then we'll stop. And run around. I'll go there.
Let's do it again. Let's do it. This is a punish.
What is this?
We're going to have to record a no result for the first week ever.
I'm so glad it's Friday. That? I have nothing left in the tank.
It's called I've Got a Feeling.
Oh, Aaron! I've got a feeling Aaron wants to leave this show more than we do.
Absolutely. Catch you tomorrow from 5.
No, you won't. Tomorrow's Saturday. You're so tired, Pet.
Monday from 5.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Oh, guys, what a loose show that was.
So
I'm
loose.
So sorry.
They're all a bit loose at the moment.
And I'm sorry about my energy converter story.
I'm sorry too. We're all pretty sorry.
You know what? I think you're just... You know what? You guys are salty that you haven't installed the bloody solar panels back in the early 2000s and that you'll pay electricity forever and ever and amen. Like I will be because I'm not my father. Didn't get in early.
Wow. Mate, this isn't a therapy session. No, you can pay someone for that.
You know?
And how does it make you feel?
I don't feel.
She's got no heart.
That's right.
All right, guys. Back tomorrow.
Bye.
No, Sarah. It's
right. You already had a go at Aaron for saying see you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I've caught his sickness.
We should stop kissing.
You guys are so, like...
Well, I've been trying for a while.
That's inappropriate. We're going to get HR
backs. HR-y.
All right. See you Monday, guys. Bye. Bye. Stop!
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.